Mama. I'm going to start sending you some tapes. I was having a little trouble getting a hold of some tapes, but it looks like I got a couple of them in here anyhow, and I should be able to get them now. I told Kelly the APO has changed to 96325. Things have been real quiet lately. We're not really flying too much. It's nice and peaceful around here, actually. I think things may level off until after the elections. It looks to me like anybody who says that he'll stop the war is about cinched to be elected, and they're all jumping in to get a piece of it. Lieutenant Faust left us. He went down to the Delta. He said ever since he'd heard me talk about the Delta, he wanted to fly down there, but he was sorry to leave the unit. We were real sorry to see him go. Seems like we lost a little piece of the unit every time we lose one of our old people that came over here with us. I got a letter from Rose and Ed. Ed is coming over in May. I wrote to him and told him to have him be sure and try to get up here and get the unit. It'd be a good, real good deal for him. We got a real nice setup here, and our operations are working out real well here. We've done a good job so far. I wrote to Jerry Spruill, too, and told him the same. I'm going to write to Bill Covington. They're all expecting to come back over here soon. I suppose Nick Lynch will be with them when they do come, or he'll be in that group. He made a mistake, I think, by going to Korea, because it's not going to keep him away from this place, as far as I can tell. I still can't believe Hawaii. I don't know why. I can't remember any one single day. It just seemed like a big long dream to me. I can't ever remember in my life being so emotionally worked up over something. I just didn't think it was going to happen. I'm so happy that I got to see you, Mama. You don't know what a relief it is to me. When I'm not around you, I just think about you, and now that I got those pictures, I just love to sit and look at those pictures. I go through them every single day. I hope that after I get all of you back around me again, that I'm better to you than I have been. I just couldn't see how I could ever be nervous or irritable to any of you after I've been away from you for a while. These separations are bad, but they make you appreciate what you've gotten. And there may be some good to them. If we'd never been separated and been together all those years, maybe I wouldn't have realized as I do now how much I miss you. Even the first tour, I don't know if it taught me. I come back so nervous that I wasn't too good. This time I don't know if I'll be that nervous or not. I don't. Noises have always bothered me, and confusion always bothers me. And I think it's because there's so much noise and confusion over here that I just hate to have it at home. But I don't expect everybody to just stop living because I don't like the noise. Maybe I'll be okay this time. I'm writing a letter now to Washington. I'll let them know what I want, and we'll see what they give me. Pray real hard for that hospital administrator's course. If I get that in a year of residency, that'll be at least 2 years before they can send me back here. And then if you don't want me to come back again or to go away from me again, I'll just get out. I should be able to get a good job somewhere, or at least a job somewhere so we can live until I can work myself into something a little better. I don't know how that stock market is doing. You haven't been sending me any clippings. I imagine with all this gold problem, though, my stocks have probably gone down quite a bit. I'm sure that the mutual funds that I've got have gone down quite a little bit, and I've been putting $300 a month into them, so send it to me now so I can see how I'm doing. I don't think I've made hardly any money so far on those mutual funds. Go ahead and send that paper for the yearbooks, and if you can, send me a sample of what it'll look like when it's finished, maybe just a page or something, so I can get an idea if it's going to be worth the work or not for us to go ahead and make it, because it is going to take quite a bit of work to get everything together. We started back to work on our area and just repainted it, and it looks starting to look pretty nice again. Father Kenny brought me a minor bird all the way from Saigon, and it died. It's the second bird now. I had a parrot before, and it died too. I don't know what it is that kills them up here. It's the climate or the water or something. We still got our pig and our three ducks and three geese running around the area. Well, Mama, I just can't think any news at all. I just want to lay here and just think about you and how much I love you and miss you. I want you to be ready for me when I get home and all cleaned and smell nice and study that book and the different parts in it there. I don't know. When we were in Hawaii, I was just so drained that I just haven't thought about it for so long. But I do think about it now that I'm coming home to you. And it might only be 3 months. You just can't tell. 4 months is the most I expect it to be before I get home, and that's not too bad because the time is starting to go real fast for me now. I think I'm sure this is going to be the last time I come over here. I'm so tired of this, all the killing and all the noise and everything. I just don't think I'll come back over, but if I stay in, I might have to if it just keeps on going. Just pray, Mama, that everything goes all right. That's all we can do, and pray hard for that school. I hope the kids are saying the rosary at night, not forgetting all their prayers and their memory work and everything. I hope they know the hound of heaven when Daddy gets home. So I'm about out of tape now, Mama. I'm going to go to sleep and dream of you, so write to me and let me know what's